listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, another big week. It's like there's a big week every week. It's exhausting. But this week, it's not so exhausting. I think there's some good stuff happening that might lift the pressure a bit, or lift the, at least kind of clear the fog, maybe is a good way to look at it. So we've already just had Mercury go into Sagittarius, and this happened on November 5th. So we're still very fresh in that energy. It's like a shift in Mercury is how we think and how we communicate, and it's shifting from Scorpio, which is very suspicious and kind of dark and into conspiracy theories, although Sagittarius is equally into conspiracy theories because they're truth seekers and the conspiracies are often true. So now that Mercury's gone into Sag, it's kind of Scorpio wants to kind of keep things secret. So maybe what it was discovering and learning, it keeps it on the lowdown. But now that Sagittarius is where Mercury is, there's going to be a lot more clear communication and honesty spoken and willingness to face the truth as well. Like, I think not maybe just face it, but hear the truth, which can be hard for people sometimes, hard for anybody, especially if it's a truth about you that you rather not admit. So be prepared for your loved ones to maybe have a thing or two to say, and maybe you also have a thing or two to say. So also your philosophies can expand with Mercury in Sagittarius. There's like, you know, books to read and ideas to understand. And depending on how, you know, the ideas are limitless, really. They can be very grounded, or they can be like otherworldly understandings and connections to star beings and higher spirit guides and things like that. So be conscious that now you've got the bolstering of the Sagittarian ruled by Jupiter, which Jupiter is now in Sagittarius. So there's a big, no, Jupiter's now in Scorpio. So there's a big, there's a push for truth and a push for honesty. That goes on for the rest of November. And then we have, Mercury's in there longer. It's Venus that's there just till November. Mercury will be there. Let me have a look, a little thing. Oh, just to the beginning of December. So yeah, and then it goes retrograde. Oh my goodness. So no, Mercury's going to be there all the way till, is it January? Yeah. So we have a lot of opportunity to, you know, be really forthright and honest in our speech and have new ideas and philosophies downloading. It's fabulous. So also this week we have on Tuesday the 7th, PST, we have Venus going into Scorpio. So there still is very Scorpio flavor in the air, and there's going to be, Venus is what we value, and money and peace and beauty and luxury and, you know, our relationships and how we connect with others. So Venus in Scorpio is very much willing to go deep down, deep into the root of the problems. And we've been doing this a while, it seems like, already. But there's still more to come. There's still more things to unearth. I'm sure there's still going to be people coming out and speaking of maybe abuses that they've suffered under power. Things like that are going to be still very, you know, collectively focused. So it's good. And we could use, you know, we need people to speak up, because the more people speak up about things that they've experienced and suffering that they've had, the more that the predators will be aware that they're not just going to be blindly protected by people's shame by being involved in something like that. So, send light to those who are willing to speak up and share what they know and share their experiences, because it, you know, paves the way for others to do the same. And it also exposes the dark stuff and the people who are doing dark things and feeding on, you know, vulnerable people. So it's really quite a lovely, lovely might not be the right word for it, but it's a very supportive and healing energy that we're all experiencing with Venus in Scorpio. It can also be a great time to, you know, really feel like passionately in love with someone or deeply bonded and connected. It's a great time for commitment, because Scorpio has no problem with commitment. that's how they want it, because you can't get deep down into the roots of things if you're just going to stay on the surface. And staying on the surface is kind of what happens when you're not really willing to commit. So if there needs to be a commitment made to anything that you value, now is a wonderful time to make it. Starting this week. And the whole month you're going to have to really kind of feel into it, the Venus and Scorpio energy. And on the 11th, which is Saturday, there's a big, lovely connection between stern, stable Saturn, the father figure energy, and Uranus, the system buster, kind of rebel rouser, change maker. So Uranus energy is more like the energy of a teenager, like throwing off the status quo, and I'll do it my way, not your way. And when they work together, it's actually quite a powerful, I think it's a powerful kind of connection between an energy like Saturn that helps us be disciplined and build foundations and show up and do the work that's needed, and Uranus, which helps us see the way out and see new ways to do things and have genius ideas that can change the world. So if, can you imagine, Uranus had a lovely, stable, very secure foundation to work from, which Saturn can help and Saturn can provide, Uranus would have so much more, I guess, effectiveness in the world by connecting with the Saturn energy. It can, you know, have a safe place in which to launch its beautiful ideas and, you know, conjure them even, and be able to have a, you know, a roof over their head and food on their plate. And Saturn will provide all that with the stability, and then Uranus can be there to bust up the systems. So it's good. I think that it's kind of like all the rebels and all the light workers and all the people that have been struggling to live different lives and bust out of the systems that suppress us now are actually being very supported by Saturn in building this new world. So it's really fortunate. I mean, we're all here at a very fortunate time in history. Even though it seems crazy sometimes and all kinds of crazy things are happening, and if you watch the news or pay attention to the mainstream media, there's a lot of horrendous stuff reported over and over again. But if you kind of tune into your heart and look for inspiring sources of information and wisdom, you can kind of bypass all that crazy stuff and see the beauty and the amazing evolution that we're all experiencing. It's fabulous. So that is it for this week. If you have any questions or you want to know or would like to book a reading with me, I love doing that. Please do feel free to get in contact with me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Have a most blessed week, and thank you so much for listening.